Every Sunday, we try and bring you a prophecy update. We scour the news and try and show you how the world is speeding towards the events prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago. A cashless global economy was predicted by the Apostle John when, in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, he saw that everyone in the last days would eventually have a mark either in them or on them by which they would transact all of their business. Here are just two recent developments that are moving us towards that inevitable cashless society. A recent article asked this question. This was the title of the article: "Cash is Dead, Are Credit Cards Next?" Excerpts from the article read like this: "The future of money has arrived, and it is called coin. It looks like a credit card. It's the size of a credit card, swipes in credit card machines, but it holds the information of up to 8 of your debit, credit, rewards, or gift cards. And you can switch between cards by simply pressing a button. The new product launched recently promises to change the way consumers spend money in a secure and efficient way. The key technology is a Bluetooth signal. To load information from your different cards, you just swipe them on a card reader into your Apple or Android phone and take a picture of the card. If you're too far from your card, like say you leave it at the restaurant, your phone gets a notification, and the coin's battery lasts up to 2 years. The article went on to make the following observations. Says, in recent years, Americans have used less and less physical money when purchasing items. According to a survey by Walker Sands, nearly 1 in 5 consumers do not carry any cash on them. In total, more than 60% of consumers carry $20 or less in cash. Surprisingly, about 1 in 20 people say they don't use cash and refuse to go to places that accept only physical currency. And other surveys show a similar trend. According to a 2012 study by Javelin Strategy and Research, 20% of purchases in 2011 were made with cash. By 2017, the group expects that number to drop down to 23%. So yes, we're headed towards a cashless society, but what about credit cards? Consumers are starting to prefer digital options in their payments. According to the same research from Walker Sands, 28% of consumers are more likely to use a digital gift card rather than a plastic gift card. Google Wallet, launched in 2011, allows users to store information for their debit cards, credit cards, reward cards, or gift cards on their mobile phone. For participating stores, someone can just tap their phone to a PayPass terminal to pay for a product. Google Wallet users can send money through Gmail attachments. I'll give you my Gmail if you'd like to send me any money. Additionally, Google announced last week that it was introducing prepaid debt cards that can be used in ATMs. And in the same survey, 95% of people say they've purchased something from Amazon in the last year. Now, with regard to having a unique personal identifier, there's always tons of information. Here's one. iVerify, EYE, is a small Kansas City-based security company. Its core product is biometric eye scan software for smartphones. Every person has a unique pattern of blood vessels in their eyes. These blood vessels contrast with the whites of the eyes so clearly that they can always be read even when there's a lack of light. Those blood vessel patterns can be photographed by phones and turned into unique data signatures, which can be used to replace or supplement traditional passwords. We turn a picture of your eye into a key that protects your digital identity, says iVerify CEO Toby Rush. And so we're saying that the future predicted by the Bible 2,000 years ago is upon us. We talk a lot about advances in technology like these. If we were in the late 40s or early 50s giving you a prophecy update, we would talk all about the nation of Israel being reborn in her ancient homeland. That was what was happening then, in addition to that phone going off. If we were in the mid to late 70s, we'd be talking all about the emergence of the European Union, the United States of Europe, those kinds of things. We happen to be in this explosion of technology that is very verifying that what John the Apostle saw 2,000 years ago while exiled on the island of Patmos to the salt mines, because Roman soldiers still got paid in salt, he saw the world in which we are kind of living already, but certainly headed towards those who will be here for the great tribulation and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, you and I, the church, we expect something to happen before that, because Jesus promised he would come before the great tribulation to resurrect and rapture the church, and he promised it would be an imminent coming, that it could happen at any moment. And so, like I've told you before, although I still say it we say, well, Jesus is coming soon. Well, we believe his second coming is soon. Jesus could come at any moment to rapture the church. And that's the blessed hope that you and I are looking for. And that's why every week I say the same thing, right? I ask you if you're ready for the rapture, and then I tell you to get ready and stay ready and to keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.